This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Michael, I forgot a shout out that I meant to hit during ENN.
Yep.
From one of our listeners, Vinny from Flemington. And I know that's his who it is because that's his actual Twitter handle. He said he wanted to wish his girlfriend, Carrie, good luck on her CFA exam tomorrow and that this would make her year. So I didn't. I forgot to do it during ENN, and I hope they hear it now.
What is a CFA exam? Yeah.
No idea.
College Football Association. She votes on Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got to vote for the Heisman. Good luck.
I think CF may stand for Cauliflower. Not 100% sure.
Cauliflower Association.
It could be that. I'm not 100% sure.
So about you doing this for this guy?
No, CFA is what? It's not CPA. CFA. Finance. I don't know.
I bet you he gets a little lucky tonight because of this.
You think so?
Yeah. You just helped him out.
Well, thank you.
Let's go to Brian in Utica or Utica.
Brian. Hey, guys. How's it going?
There he is.
Been long-time listener. I listen every day up at school.
Thanks.
I'm currently in college. So, Michael, I have a question for you. Doesn't this whole thing going on with Judge, does it kind of feel like what happened with Cano when he became a free agent with everything that Seattle offered him the contract, the Yankees kind of didn't want to go for as many years as Seattle did? That's kind of what I'm getting the feeling of.
Well, I think the difference, though, Brian, I don't think the Yankees were going to be heartbroken if they didn't get Cano, and they weren't. Now, they pivoted the wrong way to get Ellsbury, and they did offer him 7 years at $25 million a year, and Seattle offered him 10 years at $240. So he ended up taking less average annual value, but more to get. I think the Yankees really want to keep Judge.
But the Cano thing, if I remember correctly, Michael, because it was a long time ago, but Jay-Z was his agent.
Right.
Or what? Jay-Z's agency represented him, Rock Nation. And it was kind of known he wanted a 10-year deal. And the feeling was the Yankees weren't willing to go there. So you got a bad vibe from the second it all started because you knew there was a certain number and the Yankees weren't going to go there. I don't know what Judge's number is. If you tell me, if it got out there like it did with Cano, Judge is not signing for anything less than 10 years, you would feel like, I don't think the Yankees are going to get him. But we don't know that.
No, we have no idea.
We know he wanted to test free agency. That's all we want. All
right.
We really
so
know.
If he tested free agency, you would assume that he wants to get the most money he can get.
Right. But we don't know if there's a certain number. But am I wrong that Rock Nation, he wanted to sign the first ever 10-year contract? That was like a big thing for them.
Well, it wasn't the first because Pujols did, I think.
Right. But whatever, there was something about 10 years he wanted to have.
In fairness to the Yankees, though, 7 years is about it. They were right. The final 3 years of Cano's contract.
They're wrong about
laughable.
7 years for Ellsbury, but
awful.
7 years would have made more sense. Now, I guess the 7 years would have aged badly, too, because look, Cano really didn't do very much at all except for the first couple of years in Seattle.
Yeah, but you would have gotten 5 decent years out of him.
Yeah, absolutely. But they ended up being right. But, we don't know what the line is with Judge. We have no idea. He hasn't blinked.
And the Yankees haven't blinked. We don't know what the Yankees are offering either.
All we know is what the Yankees offered before he became a free agent.
Matthew, Connecticut. Matthew.
Big Matt.
Gentlemen, first of all, thank you for having me. Don, Peter, I have a bad news for you. The truth of the matter is, as I've experienced it, Michael is a delight. I've met him a couple times, and Mike, it's not one of those things where I've been wearing a red bat pack on the, walking down Sixth Avenue when I walk by you. I've met you a couple times. You are actually a delight. So sorry, Don and Peter.
Well, why? I don't understand. Why sorry to us?
Because he knows you guys don't want me to be a delight. You want me to be caught as a really bad guy.
Well, sometimes you are
really
sometimes
you're
guy.
A bad guy. I wouldn't say you're an overall bad guy, but a lot of times you take the bad guy angle.
Never to the public.
Well, because you're a fraud. And you're,
well,
you're an
I don't know. I read an article the other day by a very smart author, and he talked about the way you treated callers, and I thought he was absolutely right. It's abhorrent what you do.
Please, Matthew, go on.
Well, I like that it started a debate amongst the three of you, so I'm grateful for that. Anyhow. Two things. The one thing I was going to say about the Wilson issue, I don't think that the Jets have any business drafting a quarterback in the top 15 picks. They just have proven over time to show no ability to do so. And I feel like there should be a position, like it, whether it be in person, like player personnel or somewhere, that's not in a coaching staff, that this is how we look at the quarterback position, this is how we address it, this is what we look for, because it's been an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah, but I would agree with you, Matthew, in this sense, though. And I can't agree with you, though. Three different GMs, three different coaches, countless offensive coordinators. So you're just saying it's in the water?
Well, or same owner. Does Woody have something to do with it? Like this butting in? Like, does that stunt the growth of you play him or not play? I understand the point, because you're talking about going back to Sanchez, fifth overall pick, didn't work out. Then Darnold, third overall pick, didn't work out. Wilson, second overall pick, didn't work out. You talk about Hackenberg and what's happening with, what is his name? In Seattle. With Geno Smith, second round pick. They were all bad picks. Every single one of them was bad. The Jets aren't held accountable for maybe ruining or not taking care of these quarterbacks.
One thing that the Jets have done is they've continued to hire defensive coaches as their head coach. And the one offensive coach they hired was Adam Gase, and he was a joke.
In their history, it's been all defense. And when they go offense, it's been Kotite and Gase, two of the worst coaches in franchise history. So
in NFL history.
So maybe they got to do a better job. Like Steve Young says, you keep having defensive-minded coaches. Is that the best place for a young quarterback to develop?
All right, we're going to take a brief time out. When we come back, Dan Grosso will join us. He has a full show tonight because the Rangers are on at 10:30. So 10 o'clock is
right.
Wow. Yeah. So Dan has a full 3 hours. That's about the time it will take me to get home. Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Great source for me.
Great source for you. It could just be a criticism of doing what you're asked to do. Let's not bring it to the air, the guy who brought it to the air.
I didn't bring it to... I'm not getting specific.
Well, along those lines, too.
Anthony!
There we go.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, the thing that you brought up, though, I think too much smiling is also, I think, par for the course when it comes to that.
Too much smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of information that means nothing.
All right, so Dan Gross is the other voice you're hearing.
Hi.
He has a full show today after squeezing 3 hours into a half hour yesterday.
That was strenuous, but we made it work.
But you did it. It was great listening.
Great.
Got me almost home. For some reason,
How was the drive last night?
It was great. 35 minutes is usually an hour.
Mm. Is that a record?
Yeah. I was trying to break a record at the end. I could have gotten pulled over.
Speed limit average was what?
Yeah, my whole thing is...
My speed going there at the end was like 85 to 90.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not proud of it. Don't do that, kids.
That's disgusting. I can't believe you're a disgrace.
I am giddy. Like, I feel like I won something.
Like Josh
won
a game. Giddy.
If I can pull into the driveway before 8.
No shot.
Me too. That's how it was.
7:56. No. That's right. 7:56 yesterday.
When I got into the city, it was... just after 5 o'clock, like the getting out portion, miserable.
Well, it's not going to happen. I just looked. It's an hour 26.
Because so. This is the day now. Because people have punted on Wednesday.
Yeah.
They punted on it.
And a couple of years will be Monday.
To hold on to.
All right, so Dan, you know the Jets better than any human being alive.
Wow.
So I've been saying I would start Zach Wilson. Now, I know you're going to be talking about this a lot on your show.
Sure.
What would you do on Sunday against the Bears?
What would you do? What movie? Forget it. No, because he's big, like, what movie guy?
Movie is that before you answer?
That was one of the songs in the classic Team America World Police.
Oh, wow. That's a wow.
Remember that song, Freedom? What yeah. would you do? Like the country song?
Well, that's troubling. Please,
anyway,
answer the question.
You have no idea what he's talking about.
I do. Team America. Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of agree with you as well. I think that this was kind of like, hey, buddy, this is your warning.
Wake up.
Get it together. We got a good enough team here. We got our eyes on the playoffs. I think that play better. The scholarship is over. And if he doesn't play, he has to hold the rest of that room accountable that, you know, you got to earn your keep, and so does the quarterback.
I thought it was very interesting what you said on your show yesterday. You were taping shows there yesterday, and you had no one had
no
any idea what was going on, right?
No idea. No idea. No, because Robert Saleh meets with the media on Mondays, 3:15 usually.
And then us at 3:45.
And then you guys right after. And generally, like, when he meets with the media, like, I'm in the studios up there taping our shows. And so I'm always asking the people, like, in the control room, like, did he say anything? Coach say anything? Say anything? No. Yesterday, like, it didn't even enter my mind because the World Cup game was on. I was watching that, too. But nobody had said a thing. My show ends. I go out there. I'm watching the end of the soccer game, all this stuff. Nobody says anything. I didn't know that he didn't talk until I got home, like, after 5 o'clock.
I think, again, this is just a guess on my part. There's a disagreement in the organization that it took 2 hours for a football coach to come and talk.
A schism, you think?
I love schism.
You like schism?
Mm-hmm.
It could
I wouldn't
be a schism.
Use it, but I love it.
A Thanksgiving schism.
Yeah.
I think that there's a little bit of probably dissension amongst the ranks, for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think everybody's maybe on the same page, but did that contribute to him not talking yesterday for as long as he didn't talk? I don't know that to be true.
Well, I think the 2 hours was about the schism. I think they're batting it back and forth what to do. I think they're a faction.
They wanted to have an answer, I think, at the press conference, and they just ran out of road.
Isn't it ironic, though, that, like, we're talking about who should be the Jet quarterback this week? And Sam Darnold's making his first start of the season on Sunday
right.
for Carolina. Isn't that funny?
Do you have the hots for Mike White like most Jet fans
Excuse
do?
Me? Well, it's the right. Judging by some of the people that are Jet fans on this floor.
I mean, really, they Mike White.
Their pants are down when they talk about
it. Oh, my.
Does he not dress like a woman?
I'll was that in regards to Mike White?
No, it was not. You don't even want to go there.
Steven Tyler.
Well, that yeah, the answer is yes.
Don's one of the first hosts on the show to be dumped. It's beautiful.
Children have meat thrown in their face.
It makes sense now because all of a sudden I was listening to that coming in, and then all of a sudden it started out with one guy, and then, like, magically Steven Tyler's name came up. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. That's what happened.
A lot going on.
I will say
but
this,
but they
though,
heard it on Yes.
Did.
Yeah.
That room, the locker room as a whole, reveres Mike White.
Why?
You would think he's the second coming of Joe Montana.
Because he's not
revered Mike White.
Now, is that because they love him, or he's the alternative?
Exactly.
Don, they loved this guy before he even played a game last week. Remember the famous
last year.
Remember the famous Ty Johnson line? Like, Mike White's a stud. Remember when they were asking all the players found out that he's getting the start that week?
Can I just say
Mike White's a stud?
Can I just say that in my football experience, which primarily goes through
a lot of years in football,
Commander's lens. I have seen this story so many times. It's not just Heinicke. It was Kirk Cousins over RG3. They always love, for some reason, the backup provides some sort of hope, and they're often scrappy because they're stuck behind the guy who's the privileged starter. There's something that connects between a backup and locker rooms.
Dude, the backup quarterback is the most popular guy, like, in sports.
Always.
Because you're never held accountable, and when the starter struggles, it's always that guy could do much
exactly.
better.
Exactly. They're so loved. So it doesn't say much about Mike White, even though he does have that one game.
Here's the one thing, though, about this Mike LaFleur West Coast San Francisco offense. It was operated the best, at least in terms of the passing sense, by Mike White that day against Cincinnati. The best.
So, with their problem with Zach Wilson, is it just because of the ineffectiveness? Do they not like his act? Do they think he doesn't work hard enough? Like,
they don't have to cut off his jib.
It can't just be about
a young
kid
struggling.
Dude, Zach
Wilson could go out there, any quarterback could go out there and steal cookies from school children if he goes out there and throws for 400 yards each week. You know that.
Right.
Okay, so the play at the end of the day is the bottom line and why people are all up in arms. It's the play itself.
But if you have both, if you play like garbage and you have a bad attitude, that's certainly worse than had he taken ownership. If he takes ownership,
it's a snowball effect, you're right.
If on Sunday, Dan, after the game, he took complete ownership for what happened, acted like Josh Allen did or Justin Fields, Do you think there's any quarterback controversy this week, or do you think people just assume next week he goes back?
Well, remember, forget about even after the game. What happened even before on Thursday when he talked going into the Patriots game? Remember, like, nobody outside this building knows anything anyway what they're talking about.
Right.
So it was kind of building towards that. Then when you double down, go out there and play the way you did.
And then follow it up with
follow it up.
Dan, we'll have more of this Billions for the next 3 hours. See everybody. We'll talk tomorrow. Big football picks day.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.